Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is a perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life there's no surrender, and there's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through.
On the archive to listen to the show. Thank you very much. And as part of the growing conservative conversation, we're also the Patriots Journalist Network. And you can find other shows on the Patriots Journalist Network on the Facebook app if you are a Facebook user. Go to the search engine and just type in Newt Now, N-E-W-T-N-O-W, and just put that in the search engine, and you will find the app that will have a list of all the shows. And speaking of Newt, we will be having some updates tonight about, I'm sure, what many of you, if not all of you, have heard about the releasing of delegates, and we will cover that as well as the other topics tonight, or solely on that topic, if that's where the show evolves to. But on there, and also you could find the Conservative Conversation, is through this show's website. Is you just go to the homepage, I'm not of Blog Talk Radio's my Blog Talk Radio page, Bard's Logic Political Talk, and you will find a link to the website. And on the About the Show page at the bottom, you will find a link to the Conservative Conversation, where you'll find this show, but you also find a Charlotte Dively show, which is Pray USA. And I believe her show is from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., and all of these times are Eastern. And then you'll also find 1 Million March to Tampa, which is Samuel Sanford's show, and that is from 10 p.m. till midnight and many times later than that. And then you'll also find Mark Prasick's show, which is also from 10 until midnight, and that is the first segment in which the audience can kind of pick and give links to articles or video clips that can be shared and discussed and analyzed on the second segment of the show, which is from midnight to 2 a.m., and sometimes that goes over as well. So it's pretty interesting, so I suggest people to check that out. And also on Friday and Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., there is the Text and Rex show. So it's great for people to check out their shows as well as this one. Now, tonight what I originally had slotted was to discuss Chris Christie, since he's going to be one of the keynote speakers at the convention, and also the recent developments of how the RNC has been treating the Ron Paul delegates. So, callers, and of course, as every night, callers and chat participation are welcome. And if we have any updates on the lawsuit versus the RNC, tonight would be a very interesting night for that to happen. Now, while I'm waiting for some folks, hello, Kathy, hello, Carol, thank you for coming in the chat, and I have a feeling that there will be more people filing in and calling in later, because the information about Newt Gingrich releasing his delegates has just shortly came out, and it has created a firestorm on Facebook, which I'm sure there's going to be other people who are going to be discussing that as well. Oh, okay, great. It says, was just on Ben Swan's Facebook page, and the Ron Paul supporters are livid about the RNC's treatment of the delegates and were leaving angry comments. Well, that's great to hear, Kathy. And while we're waiting for I do have some articles here, and if things run a little bit slow tonight, I apologize. I just have so much going on with the computer here with all the different links and pages that I'm going to try to supply everyone tonight, and people messaging me as well that I'm trying to get to here on Facebook, because as I said, Facebook is just aflame with the new developments with the new interesting. It says here, Paul picks up 17 Republican convention delegates in Louisiana compromise. And here's an excerpt. Santorum has endorsed Romney and is scheduled to speak at the convention next Tuesday. And there's an article here I don't dare try to link to now, since I already have so many. And that's something we'll so I find it interesting that Santorum would be speaking at the convention, but not Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich. And I wonder if Santorum will release his delegates. Now, releasing delegates doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to, and they may even be encouraged to vote for Mitt Romney, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that is, you know, what the delegates will do. I mean, they can, once they're released, they can vote for whomever they want. Actually, the releasing of the delegate unbounds the delegate from a candidate. So you could very well have Ron Paul delegates vote for Newt, or Newt delegates vote for Ron Paul, or Santorum, or what have you. And right now, you know, much of us, many of us, if not all of us, I'm included in this, are looking for an open convention, a broker convention, in which, you know, anybody but Romney. I am definitely an anybody but Romney person right now. I think if Romney gets the nomination, there's going to be an upswell of folks, conservatives who are going to revolt and actually leave the party. But I'd like to have a caller in who does not need any introduction because you all know him well, and I'll let him in now, and that is Samuel Sanford. Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Thanks very much for coming in, bud.
Hey, Robert. No, we're not shutting up for Newt, and I don't care what this letter says. He just might be playing the party line, just get to the floor of the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And Newt needs us now. We cannot cave because of this one little post where he's releasing his delegates, and Ron Paul released his delegates too.
Oh, Ron Paul released his delegates too, huh?
Yes, he did. But they're doing that so they can get to the floor. And people don't realize by releasing your delegates, it is not saying that he is giving his delegates to Mitwit.
Right, because frankly, they cannot do that anyway, through my understanding.
No, he legally cannot release his delegates. They are still bounded.
Yeah, they can vote for whoever they want. They don't necessarily have to. They don't necessarily have to vote for Romney. They're unbound to vote for anyone. I mean, even Newt delegates that have been quote unquote released can still vote for Newt.
Exactly, and I mean that's the reason I'm not making this post. I mean, this thing from Newt a big deal because I'm not that much worried about it. As I am with you, Robert, I'm with you locked arm in arm for the days I have left on this great country of ours. I will stand up and not shut up. And we will form another party. I will lead a charge on that. On my radio show, we will. And you know how I feel about voting for Mitt Romney. I will not vote for him.
No. No, I will not either.
And I'm sorry. I mean, they have let us down so bad. And here, but you go ahead and comment for a second. I'm going to say hello to, it's your show. I'm going to say hello to some people in your chat.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. Yeah, there was someone who was trying to call in from 610, and it keeps hanging up, so I hope that's not any problems on their part of doing that. Well, what I was going to discuss tonight was about Chris Christie, since he's going to be speaking there, and also about the treatment of the delegates, the Ron Paul delegates as well. And I've got a couple articles that someone mentioned in the chat, and I'll bring up in the, say on here. And this is from Carol. Has anyone else read that Newt will be holding delegate classes at the convention to help explain the policies to the delegates? Yes, Carol, I have heard that. And actually, that might be a great way for Newt to reach all of the delegates, including quote-unquote, they're going to all end up being unbound. I think if we're saying Santorum delegates get unbound and the Ron Paul get unbound, I mean, that leaves them open to voting for someone such as Newt Gingrich or the Newt Gingrich delegates to vote for Ron Paul, because frankly, I'd much rather have a Ron Paul nominee than a Mitt Romney nominee.
Amen.
I'd much rather have that. I mean, I can't stand Romney. I mean, I will leave the party if Romney's the nominee, and I'll leave it that day. You know, I will leave the day, you know, after the convention, I will no longer be a Republican. So, which is sad, because, I mean, I've been a Republican since I was just a kid. You know what I mean? So, I mean, even when I was a kid, I considered myself a Republican, but I just cannot I just can't belong to a party who does what the Republican Party has done to to its base, for one. You know.
And you know, flat up, Robert, I do not want to see Chris Christie speaking at the national convention, because he is not conservative. He is conservative by New Jersey standards, but he is he is for gun control. He is pro-life. There is nothing that I can support about Chris Christie. There is one. Excuse me. Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Well, and also, remember, there's still the lawsuit out there that I haven't heard any updates, and I'm hoping to hear some updates tonight. And we're also, this could be, I mean, if that lawsuit goes the way we would like, I mean, all of this is coming from a moot point anyway. You know, because then all the delegates are unbound, is what we've been, you know, fighting for wow, months anyway. But I think what this could actually be is if the lawsuit does not work the way we want, these unbounding of all the delegates, at least from the Ron Paul and the Santorum and Gingrich, they may very well all vote for one candidate and keep Romney from getting the amount needed on the first vote in order to get the election. And then and here's one thing I'm saying. I can't recall, and if someone can let me know when that is, when they do the roll call or the roll vote or unanimous consent, that day that Romney becomes the official, if he does, that's the day I'm leaving. I say we boycott the rest of the convention.
Agreed.
That's what I say. I would say just boycott it.
I mean, I will be there in Tampa, and I got to get together with Barbara and a few other people and see what time of day. We might not be doing a live broadcast at 10 o'clock because some of these people might be tired from the convention, especially the delegates we know.
Yeah, I was supposed to talk to Rex today, but I was dealing with some issues today. So that maybe we'll talk about later. Now, I have another caller who just not chimed in yet, but called in, who I'm sure wants to talk about today's developments. And I do not recognize the area code, but as long as people are civil and they don't use profanity, then that's fine. So 940, I'm getting ready to let you in. Yes, 940.
Linda Bowersock.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hey,
thank you very
Linda.
Much for coming, calling into the show.
You're welcome. I took your invitation, and here I am.
Great. Thank you very much. We've had the developments today about the delegates. But, I mean, this isn't anything that's unprecedented. I mean, this happened in 2008, actually, where people released the delegates.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of people are thinking, oh, my gosh, this is the death now. It doesn't necessarily have to be so, because, one, if you get Rick Santorum and Ron Paul, and they release theirs as well, that opens up a larger voting block, as it were, to vote for one particular candidate, such as Newt Gingrich, or, in my opinion, even a Ron Paul. But just in case that lawsuit does not go through, which I thought we were going to hear something more today, and we very well still might hear more about that tonight, the way the court is rolling. So, you know, we'll just have to wait to see how it develops, but either way, for me, I've thought of Plan Bs. My Plan Bs, for me, Newt Gingrich is, and is my candidate and my nominee.
What happened doesn't change the convention.
Right, and I've said this, and I mean it. I will write Newt Gingrich's name in if it's Mitt Romney. Now, if it's Ron Paul, I would probably scratch in that box for Ron Paul. But if it was to be Romney, I'll write in Newt Gingrich's name.
Great, man. I'm right there with you, brother. And hey, dear friend. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, Linda?
Linda,
yes. Yes, you, Linda.
Thank you, Sam.
There you go.
I appreciate that. Linda from Texas. Yeah.
How
the days still look
Texas.
The same to me. I don't know.
Are by any chance you going to be in Tampa?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, we'll be there in broadcasting live.
Yeah, I remember last night you mentioned that. That's good.
Yep, and we are not going to shut up for Newt Gingrich. And for you people out there, don't get discouraged because what Newt's doing now. He might be doing it for a political reason. We have to stand firm behind Newt at this point.
Well, in order for Newt to come into a convention totally clean, he would have had to have done this. We actually should have expected this.
Oh, exactly.
I mean,
I agree with you,
Linda. He has to do everything he can to make him look like he's all dusted off. So, if it's a broker.
And we're doing everything we can to force a broker convention. There's been a lot of people out there working hard every day.
Yeah, I worked almost all day today on Twitter.
And I mean, and please go to Newt Gingrich. Here, let me pull up the link. And go to his main page on Facebook.
Yeah, let me put that link in the chat. Yeah, I'm going to put this link to his... Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to put this link in. I ask everyone in here to take some moments and either after the show or during the show, do some multitasking here, is go here. Come on, computer.
Just put in there.
And send him a message. Send Newt Gingrich a message of how you are, you know, you do not like the fact that the delegates are unbound, and he still has our support. And these are only suggestions. I'm not telling people what to do, but suggest. Look, you know, we're still gonna support you. We're not gonna support Romney. Romney is a non-starter. He's a loser, and you know, just put, you know, put your face. Of course, be be vile or anything in it. But and I don't think anyone would. But for any trolls out there, you know, we'll be able to point you out if you do that. So, but yeah, that's what I suggest. Is there's the link. Go to that page on Facebook and send them a message. On
Gingrich,
you know,
public figure.
Yeah, well, I just left it in the chat.
I'm gonna put something simple like just another day in Newt Country or something.
Well, I'm gonna read you exactly what I wrote on that wall. And it was very simple and straight to the point. Newt, our republic needs you. Please remain steadfast. We will force a broker convention and make you our nominee. And that's all I said. I mean, I was plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not make any reference to anybody or any other candidate.
No, well, it wasn't to anybody. It was to him. So.
Yep.
That makes sense.
And that's what I'll put this in the chat. This is what I said, and if y'all want to recopy it or reuse it or tweet it, I tweeted this to Newt and to Herman Cain's page.
Alan West, Sarah Palin, Ron Paul, all of them.
Yep. I mean, it's all. Let me put this in the show page, but Robert runs an awesome show, and thank you, Robert, for being a patriot.
Well, you're welcome, Sammy. I mean, this the RNC has gone too far. I mean, and if we can cover, if we don't cover this tonight, there's other nights where I could cover it. The Thursday, I think I know on Thursdays I do Green Thursdays, but we have the convention, and that's something to cover after the convention. So,
you know, Robert, there's another thought, too. We all believe that he's gone too far. But you know what? We get a president every 4 years, and probably somewhere back on the trail, and Newt could probably, because he is the historian, you know, he could tell us, hey, look, this has happened before. You know, they've done this before, and I'm sure they have. and the steps to this has always been the same, I think. You know, I mean, I just think that the difference is we, the people, are more educated now. We're more mature now in our ages. We're older, so we understand a little bit more, and we've done a little more homework than what maybe some of the previous have done.
And I contend that this election, people, I'm telling you, Republicans, you know, the Republican electorate, you know, I'm giving them a little warning. Watch out, because this election is turning out to be paralleling the election of 2008. We all know how that election ended up. It ended up with Obama winning. Right now, Romney in the polls should be 10% above Obama, but he's not. In Ohio, he's somewhere around 7% below Obama. So
and,
in my mind, he's actually 17%.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And everything to get. Well, they've done everything to get him there, and he just can't. They just can't do it. One thing I did notice in Newt's letter. Did you notice he talked to the Republicans? He didn't say a word about conservative.
Right.
The word conservative. He's not a Republican. He's a conservative. So he didn't say anything to the conservatives. He was talking to Republicans.
Yeah, well, you know, you're party loyalists. I could see the party loyalists voting for Romney, but as to the conservatives and the libertarians, I think that, you know, I just don't think they're going to be able to stomach Romney. I mean, they couldn't really stomach McCain, and I think one of the only reasons why they voted for Kane won is me personally. I wasn't really voting for McCain. When I was coloring in that box, I was thinking, okay, I'm voting for Palin. I'm voting for Palin. I'm voting for Palin. But I don't think the conservatives will think that way about Paul Ryan. And also, one thing about McCain that some Republicans or conservatives liked was that he, you know, was a veteran. And that really helped, you know, I think helped him out.
Yeah, that helped him out a lot. But, you know, if you put the shoe on the other foot and think about Ron Paul, okay, if Ron Paul was to put out a letter like that and said, Republicans, I want you to do this and that, and he doesn't say a word about liberals, what does that tell you about his group or his supporters? He's not talking to his supporters.
Right.
So he's doing what the RNC is making him do. And again, Newt's going to walk in there. He's so smart. We know that. And he's going to walk in there if he's probably going on the chances is if it's a brokered convention and his slate is clean and he won it straight and clean on a brokered. I mean, if he walks in there and hundreds and hundreds of delegates vote for him, he starts from zero, and there he goes. He won it fair and square.
Right, and yeah, if you could get enough to abstain as well, you know, if you can get enough to abstain as well, then, you know, we've got a shot at getting, you know, that broker convention, which, you know, I'm working on something here. I was distracted. You know, get a broker convention. So, I mean, I understand where people could be upset about this, and, you know, it is. But it's not something that's outside of the norm. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I think that we're just more educated and we're more aware. And, you know, to me it's just another day in Newt Country. I mean, whatever. We're still after a broker convention. That doesn't change our opinion. You know?
Exactly, right.
So I think that everybody that's all riled up needs to just calm down and realize that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. He's still the king, and the president isn't as high as the king, so I'm not worried about it. But that's just my own thoughts.
You know, Sammy, you like to chime in more on that? Or
What's that?
I thought Sammy was still on here. Are you still there, Sammy?
Oh.
No, I guess not. See something.
Yeah. So you and I are the talkers on here, are we?
I guess so. Just I'm having, I don't know, I'm checking some things out. Because I had some issues earlier where someone tried to send me a virus. And so I almost not even had
that
happened
before.
I almost didn't even do a show last night. So I was dealing with that most of the day. I got it fixed. However, it did
back me up on some things. So I'm trying to get some things fixed while I'm working on it. So I'm going to
drop Sammy's call or what. So I'm checking on that now. Yeah, or either that or something with Blog Talk Radio, because I can't even get in there right now.
This is interesting. Won't let me sign in.
Excuse the silence, folks.
That's all right. I'll just invite everybody over to Mark's show, over to Newt now, while we're taking a commercial break here.
There we go. Let me get into the studio here. I got to see
what. That'll start in about, a half hour?
Right. Yeah,
so
I don't know if.
We can continue our discussions over there, too.
Oh, there we go. Well, I've actually got someone in the. I got to let him in. I don't know what happened. Are you there, Sam?
Hey, Robert. Yeah, I got kicked off for some reason or another.
Yeah, well, actually, let me check the chat because, as I remember when I was talking today where someone had tried to send me a virus, I did get it fixed, but unfortunately, I said my call got kicked, people are having some problems. I apologize, but I think I've got everything up and running today. I had most of it all panned away, but, these things happen. So let me see. I'm running from room to room here at the house to try to get this all going for you folks. So I just it's just so much going on here. But go ahead, guys.
And I mean, right now we do not need to be discouraged. As you said, Robert, and as Linda said, they got to do these kind of things if they want to get to the convention.
Well, and walking clean. I mean, you've got to walk in clean.
Yep.
That's the way I see this.
Oh,
I
agree with you, Linda.
He's dusting himself off and basically saying, "Here I am, and I'm here, and this is, whatever happens, happens."
And we are not going to shut up for Newt Gingrich whatsoever. I will be in Tampa and broadcasting live from Tampa, and I got to get with Barbara and see if we can arrange a time for a live personal interview with her on the show, and I mean right there face to face. We'll see if we can find some other new delegates that will come onto the show.
Well, there won't be any delegates because he's released them, but there'll be new supporters there.
That's a very good that's a very good point.
They can't call them new delegates anymore.
No, I just said delegates. We'll see if we can find some delegates.
Yeah,
and see if they want to come onto the show, and we can have people on there stating why they are supporting Newt Gingrich. And I know one delegate that would probably be very proud to do that, and I think y'all both know this person too very well. This person is very articulate, just like Robert is, and we are not going to shut up for Newt because we will be in Tampa. And thanks to a couple of dear friends of mine.
Okay, well, I lost all my articles that I was going to. I have to rebring those up. And while I do that, one of the things I want to cover tonight, and anyone else who'd like to call in about tonight's development with the releasing of the delegates, please do. And that's at area code 347-945-7428. Okay, and at this time, one of the speakers who is going to be at the convention is, is Chris Christie. And actually, I mentioned Barbara Haney. This is an audio clip that she put together. It's actually a video that you can find on YouTube, and it's called Getting to Know Chris Christie.
And I'm pleased and proud to announce that my friend Chris Christie is joining our team, and I'm delighted to have him here today. Thanks, Chris.
At the governor's residence, at your house, because you all paid for it. So, enjoy it.
Not a legislator trying to figure out how to use executive power, but an executive who's used executive power will use it to make American lives better. That's why I'm endorsing Mitt Romney for President of the United States. Republicans, our number one goal this year has to be to preserve our American way of life.
All this business about Sharia law. And the fact of the matter is that these are the kind of red herrings that people put up who are bigots. And then, of course, my association over the years and my kind words over the years about Imam Khatami. And he's here tonight. Welcome, sir. Glad to have you here. So please know that you're always welcome in this house, as long as I'm here. That there will always be a place where everyone of your faith is welcome. And that I hope you always find it to be a place where you're not only told you're welcome, but where you feel welcome. Because we know there's lots of times where we're told we're welcome in certain places, but the feel is a little different than the word. I hope that you will always find this place where the feel matches the words of welcome. Continue to recommend highly qualified and interested folks for positions in our administration, whether they be inside the administration, on boards of commissions or authorities, for judicial positions or others.
He's a man who has a following of a lot of folks across this country. And so when he indicated a willingness to join my team, I could not have been more pleased and more happy.
Well, it is my great pleasure to host all of you here at the White House to mark this special occasion, Ramadan Kareem.
Okay, folks, and that's going to be one of the speakers at the convention, and it's going to be like a big rhino fest, is what it, you know, seems like it's going to
be.
Agreed. You know, just like
hey,
a rhino love
be
fest.
Fun to watch.
Hey,
watch
Robert, was that the audio from getting to know Chris Christie?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good. I'm getting ready to repost that now, because I got that in the same email, you got it. I'm going to put it on my show tonight.
Yeah, but somebody also, we'll talk about Ron Paul, and I want to read this for the folks who did not get the opportunity to see what they're doing to Ron Paul. Well, it says as delegates, this was just yesterday, so I wonder if this has anything to do with the releasing of delegates. It says, well, the Republican National Committee has thrown a wrench in the Ron Paul campaign. This was yesterday, so it says, the congressman so far has been denied a speaking slot at the National Convention at Tampa, which was fine as they allowed him access to the Sundome, where he will hold what is being called We are the future rally. The rally will be where the congressman will be speaking, along with and then just some other people there. The event is, you know, the event is going on from noon until 5 p.m. and was timed so that the attendees, many delegates and alternate delegates to the Republican National Convention, could attend the celebrate the start of the convention event at Tropicana Field. But sadly, the RNC told the Paul campaign that their buses would have to go through a detailed security search before being allowed to drop folks off at the event at the Tropicana. This would take about 20 to 40 minutes per bus and would interfere with the transport of these delegates from the Tropicana event to another event the Paul campaign is throwing for his supporters at the restaurant in Tampa, So many delegates who are Paul supporters would have to make a crucial choice about either going to the Tropicana event that the RNC is putting on and is the host committee's kickoff of the convention, or go to the Ron Paul event at the Sundome at the on the University of South Florida campus. This is not the only problem the Paul campaign has faced and is still dealing with when dealing with the RNC. There are several states where Paul supporters won the plurality of delegates, have those delegates denied recognition by the Republican Party. These states are Maine, Massachusetts, Louisiana, and Oregon, where the RNC in those states decided to change the rules after the election and attempt to seat other folks as delegates for those states. So, and it goes on, but I think that's pertinent to what we're talking about tonight. I'll finish it off, and then I'll bring my comment. So this battle is going on in Tampa as the Credentials Committee and subcommittees investigate these events and decide on whether or not to seat these elected delegates. Now, when it comes to these releasing of delegates, let's see a possible silver lining in that. If the Ron Paul delegates are not being seated and they are, and the RNC is trying to replace them with Romney-supporting delegates, then it might well be better that the Ron Paul delegates are released so that the RNC stops in their attempt to reseat the delegates with Ron Paul supporters, so that when we do have the convention, these Ron Paul supporters can continue their support of Ron Paul, or another candidate that can actually defeat Obama in November, which would be either, you know, I think Ron Paul could, but I think a better shot at doing that would be Newt Gingrich.
I think Ron Paul's next step is he's going to do the same thing Newt just did, so he walks in that convention clean.
No, he's already released his delegates. He did it today.
He did it.
Ron Paul did?
Yes.
There you go. Told you. They're going to both walk in that convention clean.
Whether they walk in there, whether they're even allowed to walk in there at all.
Oh, they can't deny that. I mean, they're human beings. Maybe they won't even have to be there to be nominated. Sarah Palin won't be there either. Trust me.
No, they don't have to be there.
Someone's going to yell for Sarah Palin, too. Be on one of those call-outs.
Right, and just think about, you're right, exactly. And look what the RNC and the Republican Party, you know, has treated conservatives in this campaign. I mean, if Romney is elected or, you know, nominated, people tell me why should conservatives stay with the Republican Party?
Right.
They've been so marginalized, and they'll continue to be even more marginalized with the Romney nomination and a Romney victory. If Romney does indeed become the president, you're going to see, you know, a marginalization of conservatives and libertarians in the Republican Party like you've never seen before in your life.
Right, and they know that they know they're going to screw up the vote, because a lot of those people like you, like maybe me, like whoever, is not going to vote for Romney.
Right, so
I am not vote for Romney. And I'll make that plain and simple.
No,
let me
I
say
know
this
that.
On Robert's show.
I know that. I think everybody knows that, Sammy. You won't vote for him. But what I'm trying to say is that if they try to, once everybody's there and they're all clean, when they walk in there, you've got all these people that have supported Ron Paul, just like Robert's saying, Ron Paul, they're Newt supporters. And do you really think they're going to walk in there and just keep quiet and then they're just going to try to say, well, he's the nominee? I don't think that's going to happen. These people are going to have a voice.
Well, I have a link here, folks, that I just brought up, that from Ken McLeod, and I'm going to go ahead and read it, and it says, well, where is it at? Ron, this is today, an article today, at 7:30 p.m., so wow, this must be really recent. Ron Paul strikes deal with RNC over delegates. Says Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul will enter the GOP convention next week with more delegates after a deal was reached, avoiding a potentially embarrassing standoff with Mitt Romney. The compromise settled a dispute over delegates from Louisiana. Paul will be awarded 17 of the state's 46 delegates in the compromise. Paul campaign chairman Jesse Bentman told ABC News in an email, "The rest of the state's delegates are expected to support Mitt Romney, the party's presumptive nominee." So they're even still saying presumptive nominee. In addition, the RNC will see an additional Paul delegate from Massachusetts. Supporters of Paul and Romney clashed at the Louisiana Party Convention in June and ended up holding dueling conventions. Think about that, dueling conventions. See what the RNC is trying. Why would conservatives, once again, after this is all said and done, if Mitt Romney does become the nominee, why would the RNC, I mean, why would conservatives and libertarians stay with the party? There's still hope, folks. I haven't given up. I still think that we have a good possibility of an open convention. But
right, that might have been the very reason they did what they did today.
Right, I'm just setting up the groundwork. Say, look,
right.
Say, look, this is what the reason I'm saying this. If the RNC needs to realize, the Republican Party needs to realize, if you go ahead and nominate Mitt Romney and you do this to us, the libertarians and the conservatives, which are the base of this party, if you do that to us, there are going to be consequences. There are going to be electoral consequences. And what I mean by that is we are going to leave the party. Your base will leave the party. Because think about it, folks. I mean, if the rhinos are going to be running the Republican Party, then they're pretty much just like the Democrats anyway. So why stay with them? I think, that's my point. I'm going to finish the article here, and then you guys please chime in. It says, the two sides reached a compromise Tuesday in Tampa, Florida, the site of next week's national convention. Says, I think it's a huge win for our campaign because it showed what happened in Louisiana was wrong. And I'm going to digress here. You're damn right it's wrong. Paul's campaign chair in Louisiana, Charlie Davis, told the Associated Press, it's been a long uphill battle. And this is us too, folks. It's been a long uphill battle, but the overwhelming evidence was on our side. And I'd like to thank Ken for supplying that article tonight. And if you guys would like to chime in on that, please go ahead.
Go ahead, Linda. Ladies first.
Well, I just think that it just what I said before, it makes sense that everything that's just happened is making Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich look better to me because they're walking in as a clean candidate. And if it is, okay, the idea of a broken convention, it has not changed in a week or 48 hours or even in the last 24 hours. They may be thinking that it's changing, but people that are educated and understand what's going on, nothing has changed. Except that it makes them look clean walking in the convention. Now, if they think that all the Ron Paul and all the Newt delegates, or let's just say people that supported them, if they think that their voice is going to be quiet, it will go to a second round, definitely. In fact, they probably are really reaping what they've sown, which is evil and bad things. And today, they just made it more of a brokered convention than ever. And again, don't think Newt Gingrich isn't a smart man. And either, and Ron Paul, too. And
amen,
isn't it interesting?
Linda.
They both did the same thing today. And, I mean, I was up this morning at 7 o'clock Texas time, which is pretty early, or even 6:30. And I was after, I mean, I put Ron, I put Paul slash West slash Palin slash Newt slash brokered convention. Y'all figure it out, get together, and get this thing done. And I just tweeted and tweeted and tweeted all of them, Palin, all of them. And then this happens this afternoon. So, and I mean, I had a lot, I mean, I went to my emails. You know what your email page looks like. The whole page is nothing but retweets.
Mm-hmm.
It went out, and it went out
my
everywhere.
My emails are like that, yeah.
It went out fast. And so I think, and it's not just because of me. I mean, everybody's been doing this. Everybody has a voice, and we are letting it be heard. And if anything, Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich are definitely the smartest in the room, definitely given the most service to America of their lifetime. I mean, you know, it's like selling bologna sandwiches. All you do, that's all you've done. Well, they know what they're doing. And so, in my opinion, they just made the brokered convention that more evident, which is a good. That's my time.
Well, Linda, you know I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be there with a lot of dear friends that are coming from all over the country to stand up for Newt Gingrich. And I have taken so much heat lately, people have come after me, but I guess it's a compliment when they want to come after me. And we will stand for Newt Gingrich 100%, and we will not back down. And, I mean, actually, I think, Linda, you know, I was getting ready to shut down my radio show. But the people from the Mitt Romney camp started attacking me after I announced I was shutting down my radio show. It made me more energized and actually makes me feel better.
Okay, I
now I have.
I'm gonna make. Well, I saw something in the chat. I want to address.
Okay.
I've got Iron Fist here, and you know, putting in the chat. And if you'd like to call in to discuss this, that's fine. If not, that's fine. You can keep it in the chat. It says, if Newt wanted to retain votes, he would not have released any delegates. Well, here's what I have to say to that, is that throughout this entire campaign, okay, this whole, you know, through the primary, through after what Newt has you know, been doing after he suspended the campaign, is he has been strategizing. Okay, you guys see the strategy in what he is doing. We have a lawsuit out there, okay, for the unbounding of delegates, okay? That is not 100% guaranteed. Well, if Newt unbounds his delegates, okay, well then, if the other people, such as Ron Paul, or other people such as Santorum, who have delegates, if they are going to maintain the either real or facade that they are, you know, backing the party, is that they will follow suit and release theirs. Now, releasing delegates means they are unbound to any candidate. So if you have Newt releases delegates, and then you have Santorum releases delegates, and then if Ron Paul releases his delegates, then you have a block of delegates that can vote for whomever they want. So you can have
Newt
delegates voting for voting for Ron Paul. That means they are all unbound. And then what you need, what we'll need to have, of course, is for some for some Romney delegates to, I was reading something in the chat. Okay, you know, so to abstain from the vote. Now, continues. Well, I can write Newt and where I live. Well, yeah, I can write Newt as well. I actually have Newt's address. I just, you know, I'm not going to bother the guy by writing him at home, but I could. It says, okay, fine. What is the strategy of releasing delegates that were politically bound to him? Well, they were all, in a way, bound. Politically, I think that's extraneous, adding that in. I'm just going, okay, here we go. I've heard this about, okay, I've heard this a lot. I'm just going off what Newt said. How many times, folks, have we heard people say, I'm just going what Newt has said? Okay? Well, Newt has said a lot of things. You got to look, you know, in between what he said. Please call in. It says politically versus legally. Here's the thing is we're talking about being legally bound. Let's say they are legally bound, which they're not. Or let's say they are legally bound. I think that proves the point. Now, politically bound, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're politically bound or, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're politically bound or legally bound.
Right, but in letting them go,
you know, they're released.
And they're released, that's right. They're released now all of the delegates. What would you rather have, 147 delegates calling yours, or would you rather have an entire room of them if you could?
Right, and then you just need the need some Romney delegates to abstain. And this is the way you would get Romney delegates to abstain is for people to contact the RNC and let them know, look, if you keep this up, we are leaving the party. And here's the thing, you know, we will leave the party. We're gone. You're not going to get our money. You're not going to get our boots in the ground.
How about this? Since everybody's released their delegates, let's get Romney to release his, and let's just have an open floor convention so that the delegates can decide who the president is.
Exactly. Well, if you're so confident, right, go ahead, Sammy.
Let the people speak.
No, as Linda says, yes, let Romney release his delegates and
let's see where the
chips fall.
That's it. And you know what? That is exactly, Sammy, what Ron Paul and Newt are doing in this thing right here. It's a shot in the dark, but it's their last shot. They unreleased all of them to say, okay, the people want to speak. We're going to release them. We're going to walk in there clean, and we're going to see what the people have to say. And you know what? I think that we should demand that Romney now releases his. And will send it to the brokered.
And I'm going to tell you this right here now. There has been a lot of awesome people out there writing letters to delegates. And we're less than a week from the convention. I am going to read the letter tonight on my show.
What night is that?
What's that?
What letter is that? I missed it. I was switching ears.
the letter to the delegates.
A good one, too.
We are 5 days, 6 days away from the actual convention?
Right. All the delegates are getting ready to go to the convention.
You're going to have to do all this before the complete. I mean, you probably 3 days.
Yeah, and so I'm going to read the letter to the delegates that was sent to them on my show tonight. And Robert knows what it says.
My bad.
I was a part of that project. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I can't talk anymore, it's because my battery on my phone just killed. So go ahead.
Mine's actually plugged in. I got to put a new battery in mine.
My battery's
toast.
Plug mine in.
Okay.
But folks, we have to stand behind Newt Gingrich and Robert and people like Linda, Kim, Ken, Iron Fist, Deli, Data Genius, Kathy, Mindy, Bill Hart, BL Hart, and all the Barbaras, we are out here fighting every day, and I appreciate what y'all have done for Newt. I mean, I'm only a small fry.
Fries. I'm sorry, I'm hungry.
Well, we all are just somebody, but we still have a voice. We're still the American people, and we have a voice. And the voices are going to be going to Tampa.
But hold on, folks. At this point, I've got Iron Fist here, so let's see what Iron Fist has to say.
But no, here, I'm dropping off the show, Robert. And God bless
Iron. Okay, Sammy, go ahead. All right, take care, Sammy. I'm sure we'll talk to you later.
I have to get ready for my show.
All right, take care.
We'll see you later, Sammy, on your show. Hello?
Go ahead, Iron Fist.
I didn't know if I was still on. With Sammy being limited on time. Look, I just wanted to say something because, like, I don't want people to shoot the messenger because I haven't changed course and I haven't changed sides. But I also want to stay at least grounded and realistic. And I'm not going off just one thing or another thing. I'm going off what Newt has completely said, and I'm going off what he said in not one word or two words. He wrote two paragraphs. Okay, look, here's how the politics plays. There's no reason for, and you can look at any traditional sense on the matter, when a politician or somebody running for president, we could say that, when they're running for president, when they release their delegates, they release them for a purpose, and it's not to get more votes. And this is what I'm saying off the history of politics in general. When in a presidential election is going on, they'll release the delegates. That is, no matter how anybody wants to look at, that is that candidate's way of saying, don't vote for me. And that's what it is. And some people may want to try to put my head on the chopping block. I'm still the biggest Newt supporter. But they wouldn't. Legally, the delegates, which a lot of politicians and whatnot, especially the RNC, they're saying, they don't want to recognize that the delegates are unbound. So I'm talking, when I say politically bound, that's what I'm saying. Because there are a lot of people out there who...
But usually say, I'm giving them too.
Huh?
He can't give them away
because when they're bound to him, that means that basically they vote for him. And even though they're not legally bound, a lot of people will play that, will be politically, bound to him, and they'll still do that because they feel that that's the right thing to do. Because they were nominated by people in their community to represent who won in the caucus, wherever these delegates are coming from. And so when he releases them,
Iron Fist, hold on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to a point before you talk past it. Okay. You made a point about something. No, you made a point about something, and before you get too far along, past what you said, I want to make a comment on it. And you made a comment about, this is what people have historically done. Okay. Well, one thing that's missing, I brought up that this is mirroring in many ways the 2008 election. Okay, that election season. Okay, and a lot of way history has proven out is starting to show itself. That's why we need something to change, like a broker convention. Now, one thing that's different this year that you have not experienced in any of the other years in history, unless you could tell me of one, but there's not an example of what I'm about to say that I know of in history. When has there ever been a lawsuit that has been out looking at the unbounding of delegates? And I think that is key. Because we've all heard that, things coming out, especially from the Romney supporter, which I like to call Romney zombies, so that is what's different. And we don't know how that is going to happen. We don't know, if that's going to work out, the way we'd like to see it. Now, what we're saying earlier is, here's the thing. Washington, okay, had to be drafted to become the president. Let me tell you something. I don't care what Newt Gingrich wants. I don't care what Newt Gingrich says. Newt Gingrich could go tomorrow and say, you know what, don't vote for me, guys. Let me tell you, I am still writing his name on the ballot, you know, whether his name's on or not. I will take a pen, and even if they don't have a pen, which they do, but even if they didn't, I would bring a pen with me, and I would write it on the ballot, you know, and that's it. So what I'm saying is that he can tell as many people or as many delegates as he wants, don't vote for me, but it is the duty of those delegates, okay? If you want to talk, you know, morally, politically, legal, I don't think any of it's legal because it's a private organization, okay? So we're just talking politically and maybe morally. But it is their moral and political obligation as delegates, as a deliberating body, to pick the candidate that is best equipped to defeat the opposing party. If they are to go, that is what they are really bound to. That's what the delegate was created for. Okay, they were given the power
to
override the popular vote.
The delegates were put there by groups of their people to say, hey, this is who we agree on as a community or as a neighborhood or however large that area that is voting on. And they all came together and they voted to have a say at the convention. And so, literally speaking,
but why not just have a popular vote? Why have the delegates at all? Why have the delegates vote at all? You know what I'm saying?
What
the popular vote says.
No, it isn't a popular vote. What I'm saying is, and you didn't quite let me finish, I mean, we're on the same side here, so I'm just explaining something. And that is, if a group of 100 people get together and they all say, okay, this is who we're wanting, and we want you to go and voice that opinion for whichever candidate, that's like to vote for somebody else other than what they decided. It's kind of like telling your neighbors, piss off, however you want to say it. Don't mean to drop the word.
Well, I understand Iron Fist. I've heard this argument before. Well, hold on. I can't have someone just go on and on, you know. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I've heard the arguments that you're saying before. Oh, well, these delegates were sent as representatives of the people who vote in the popular vote and yada, yada. No, that's not the case. But the case is the delegates are there to pick the best candidate. That's why they were given the power to override the popular vote. They can override the popular vote.
Yes, they can override it. I'm not disputing that fact. I was on a different area of that, but. That I was trying to discuss. I know that they can vote, and I hope that they all go there tomorrow and vote. I hope that they all go to the convention, and that any delegate that was already for Newt, I hope they go for Newt. I don't want to be the messenger getting shot. I'm just saying in literal terms what I am seeing. It isn't like it makes me like it anymore or like it at all. I'm just saying what I'm seeing, and, you know, that's what I'm seeing. I've never seen a candidate for president go up and release his delegates before the convention in the attempt to gain more votes. It doesn't make sense.
I appreciate your opinion, Iron Fist. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, that's what we talk a lot about on the shows. Is, you know, people are welcome to, you know, see things the way they perceive it and have their opinion on what they think on it, and that's fine. You know, I'm just, you know, telling you where. You know, as I said, they have the, you know, it's not opinion, it's fact that they have the power to do that.
I agree.
And whether Newt wants, whether Newt says don't vote for me or not, it's a moot point. You know, I mean.
I agree.
So I guess what I'm asking is what is, I mean, you just want to, is this just another side you want to point out, or do you just want to fill the opinion, or?
It isn't necessarily another site or anything. I'm a little ticked I'm a little bummed. And, you know, Newt said if I follow him to the convention, that he will be there. And this is not what I'm seeing. And so if somebody has a convincing point, or not even necessarily convincing, a point that they want to express, I'm all for it. Because right now, where I stand right now, I'm looking for a little hope that Newt is really wanting to be elected as president. It's not that I don't want to look for it. I'm looking for it because what I'm seeing that he's doing is not leading me to believe that that's what he wants, and I want to.
Well,
that's
and,
where I'm at. I want to
well,
so
I,
bad.
I understand that. And, well, I understand that, Iron Fist, and that's actually been going on. I mean, those sentiments from many people have been going on pretty much since he suspended his campaign. People are like, oh, well, you know, he's not telling us, you know, anything that's giving us hope. And that's why we're like, well, you got to read between the lines, see the position that he's in, see
and
the
I
strong
agree.
Arm tactics.
I agree.
I mean, here's
and
the thing. A person
animist.
Who, whether it's Ron Paul, whether it's Mitt Romney, whether it's Newt Gingrich, you know, when you run for president, when you decide to go ahead and run for president, you know, you just don't wake up one morning and be like, you know, I don't want it anymore. I'm telling you, if tomorrow, you know, if that day people start voting for Newt Gingrich, do you really think he's going to say, you know, no, guys, no, don't vote for me. I don't want it. I really think Romney's more qualified than I am.
Well, I don't think anybody would.
I don't think anybody. Yeah, you don't just that's you know part of my point. If it's more you know direct with what you're talking about whether he wants it or not. You know, it's like well, you don't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I ran for president, I did all this campaigning, I spent all this stuff, but you know what, if I get the opportunity to get more votes, I don't want them. Yeah, just keep them, just give them to Romney because I don't want them.
Well, I'm just
you know,
looking
that,
for a reason
that's
why
what
we release
that's what
the
would make sense to me.
That's the only thing I'm looking for. That's the monkey wrench. I you know, I've been a
well, he won't
supporter.
Say it. I mean, he won't say vote for me because that means he won't be, you know, following party lines. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
but I don't follow party lines. And
No, that's what
I guess
what he
I
does.
Understand
well,
and respect
well,
his
unfortunately,
position
he does.
In this aspect, too, is a lot. His position is a lot higher than mine. I'm civil a citizen that, you know, and I can voice what I want freely, but it would be hopeful that, you know, even people that are running for politics can, regardless of where they stand, can just say, you know what, I'm not doing party politics. I'm not giving up my delegates and you know, it just, yeah. Anyway,
well, yeah,
I'm,
well,
I'm
that's
not,
what I'm saying. It's not.
I'm not
well,
at all like jumping on the Romney wagon
yeah.
or anything. That'll
well,
never
I'm not. I'm not,
say,
I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying you are on this. I'm just saying that what we've seen today, and that's why I'm not as, you know, the first reaction was, oh, crap. But you know, I mean, but you bring up, you know, the history of it, and I don't. I'm not surprised by what Newt did. I mean, it's not like what he did was unprecedented. You know, but what he did really has no meaning. Because, and the reason, and it being historic, and it being and it not being unprecedented, is why it doesn't have meaning. It's not like this isn't something he's done before. I mean, not him, but I'm saying this isn't something that has been done before. You know what I mean? And if you're still Catholic, you know, if you're still there, Linda, if you'd like to chime in, I know the two guys here have been taking up the conversation.
I mean, anybody
like
who's
in,
got
go
anything to anybody's got it, I'd be interested in literally, genuinely hearing, because I know delegates get released often at the convention, and it's pretty, in fact, I only think there's only one Abraham Lincoln who releases delegates, yet won an election, and that's, I'm looking for a little, you know, a little, I'll be quiet and listen.
Well, that's, you know, that's okay, Iron Fist. And I, as I said, I do appreciate you. You know, you're giving your opinion and what your thoughts, and looking for you know, some hope there. And you're not alone. There's a lot of people who are feeling the exact same way you are. And that's one of the reasons why I think we're discussing, you know, things that we are tonight, to try to impart, you know, the kind of hope that I think some people are looking for.
Hey, that's why I'm listening. I'm all for it.
Well, I appreciate that, Iron Fist. And Linda, would you like anything you'd like to chime in on that? Or Maybe she stepped away for a moment.
Yes.
So, someone sounds like they're trying to chime in there.
Oh, I was just wondering what you wanted. This is Linda.
Oh, Linda. Yeah, I mean, you've heard all of, you know, what Iron Fist and I were talking about. I just wanted to know if there's anything particular you wanted to chime in about on that.
No. I still, I'm the kind of person that I kind of stand back and I take all into consideration and then I'll go do my study. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some homework on this. And I'm wondering right now if any president has ever, or any candidate has ever won the presidency after releasing delegates. Is there any history on that?
Oh, well, and he mentioned Abraham Lincoln. You know, Iron Fist mentioned Abraham Lincoln.
Before the convention, yeah, before the convention is what, yeah.
Okay, so Abraham Lincoln released his delegates and then won the in a brokered convention?
I do believe so, and let me look it up here. It was passed on to me when I had a question, and I'm looking at it right here, and I'll be quiet until I find it here.
Well,
May of 1860.
Okay, and I mean, we're talking about Newt Gingrich, that is a historian. He knows.
Right, and there's been many times Newt has mentioned the 1860 election.
Oh, yes, very true.
As I mentioned. Now, one thing Kathy Mindy in the chat put, I looked up and I noticed that when I'm, you know, flipping between all the different tabs I have on the computer here, says, well, all I can say is I will not remove my Newt sign from my front yard until after the convention. Newt is still the man I want as my president. I agree.
Amen.
And I actually still have one of those, when there was the Newt store, and there was a white Newt sign that just said leadership now. It had Newt on it, of course. And then it said leadership now. I've still got that in the yard. And I plan on keeping that in my yard till November because, as I said, that is the guy I am going to write in. Of course, if it's Ron Paul,
okay.
I'll vote for Ron Paul. But if it's Romney, I'm just going to
hang on my door. I don't think I'll ever take it down.
The next thought that I have is that if that's how Abraham Lincoln, or not how he won, but he won in spite of, would be a better way to put it.
There you go.
Okay, so then those delegates that he releases become unbound human beings in a meeting or a convention nowadays that can vote for anybody. Is
right.
that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Right.
So
yeah, they could vote for Mickey Mouse if they wanted to.
Okay,
yeah.
So basically what Ron Paul and what Newt did was just release the mess on the first floor, the first go-round, to me. That's
right. I mean, they're open to vote for anyone. I mean, here's the thing, just because new delegates, you know, are released, they might still very well vote for Newt. They don't necessarily have to vote for Romney. Would it be unprecedented? Yes. I'm not saying it wouldn't be unprecedented. The way the RNC, and think about this, I mean, they've been doing this for a very long time, trying to get a moderate in the White House, but the tactic that the RNC used this year and the establishment used this year, and I'm also going to include the so-called conservative media, the tactics that they used were unprecedented. So
yeah,
in order to combat
that... Realize they're running up against someone that's not like a normal run candidate. They're running up against Newt Gingrich, the smartest man in the room, the historian that talks about the 1860 election where somebody won when they released their delegates. They're running up against a man that's smart, a man that knows and understands more than they do. Think about that.
And,
I mean, he's smarter than they are.
And who is going to be? And who is going to be one of the last people to speak with the delegates before they're going into the convention?
That's right.
Newt Gingrich. When Newt Gingrich talks policy to them.
They're going to say, whatever, I'm voting for this man.
You know what, I ain't losing any faith in the man, and I'm not losing any faith in the delegates. I'm not because, I mean, the fact is it's been so long that it's been going on that, you know, it's not like there's much, I don't think anybody could really say for those who are dedicated as I am, as in to say like I'm the most dedicated, but as I am also dedicated, that's going to really change anybody's, you know, vote from Newt or for Ron Paul for that matter. You know, there's a lot of different things that come into play. There's alternate delegates. There's delegates that will be seated. Super delegates. There's so many different kinds of delegates and which ones get a seat, et cetera. And, you know, I'll be doing a lot of praying.
Amen.
If they abstain that first round, any of them are listening, abstain and get it to the second round. And we can have a fighting chance, and we'll have that fighting chance we need. And that's really what needs to happen. And in fact, anybody who plans on doing that should probably just not say anything about it, or you probably wouldn't get seated. And I'm being literal about that. The RNC is so severely corrupt. I am just so fed up with it. I have to bite my tongue as a Christian man, because I'm just so fed up with them. I'm so fed up with them. I could probably say that the rest of the show. But the reason they say should probably not mention nothing about it is because they, you know, they're watching it, and, you know, a lot of profiles, especially Facebook, are, you know, we use our real names. And, if, you know, there's a lot of spies out there, and if they find out that you're a delegate who isn't going to play ball, they won't seat you, plain and simple.
Yeah, they're just, well, and here's what something that we need to let the Republican Party know is get a hold of those the RNC. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to try to pull up here the address to the RNC. You should think I have it memorized by now, but unfortunately I don't. So here's what I'll do. If people would bear with me for un momento, I will pull that phone number up for the RNC. And then what I suggest, you know, people call them, email them, say, look, you know, if you continue your ways in this campaign, in this election, you know, let them know that you are risking the party. Someone mentioned earlier, you know, when I talked about, you know, leaving the party, someone mentioned something like leaving a splintered chair, throwing through bat or something. I'd have to go back and read it. But the Republican National Committee's address is 310 First Street Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003. Or you can call them at area code 202-863-8500. And not just you call them, anyone who's your friend or family that believes that, you know, what the RNC has done is wrong, I would suggest that they do so as well. I mean, you know, the Tea Party was effective because they...
Did he get cut off or did I?
No, I'm still here. He'll probably come back in soon.
Yeah,
let's fill it in. You go ahead and fill some in so we don't have some dead time.
Welcome to the Newt Now show pretty soon.
Amen.
Mark's pretty, having his show pretty quick, and let's fill the room up. That's what I said about it.
That is right. There are some good conservative pro-Newt and pro-Newt shows. There's Sammy come on after this, and then you have Mark on Newt Now that has a couple programs, and it's video chat and fun.
Right, and
the
Newt
RNC,
Now is
you're right.
Welcome
they did
anybody.
That.
You don't have to be a Newt supporter.
That's correct. Good shows. Good fellowship.
Open doors.
Well, which is that? I actually had some interruption, probably from those Romney zombies on my phone, but no, I missed that. You guys talk about which show were you talking about? Were you talking about a show or a website?
We
filled it in with an invitation to come to the next show, which will be Mark Prasik's show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We were just filling in the air time, so it wouldn't be dead air time for your show there, Robert.
What's that?
We just didn't want to have too much dead air time on there, so we filled in for a minute.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, those Romney zombies. But, yeah, the Mark's a great show, and the way to get that is you can also go to, if you're a Facebook user, go to the search engine and just type in one word, Newt Now, N-E-W-T-N-O-W.
Yep.
And that'll take you to the, that'll take you to the app. So,
right,
yeah,
and again,
yeah,
that's an open door show. It doesn't have to be, I mean, initially it was called Newt Now, but anybody's welcome to come on that show. So.
Yes, ma'am, it is a wonderful show.
I don't know about Romney supporters, but maybe not.
We have fun with those on there. They don't stay very long, though, but we have
actually.
I have Romney supporters calling here. They're welcome to come and talk in here as well, as long as they don't try to cause trouble. Just most of my experience with Romney supporters, they come in and try to be disruptive.
Well, that's going to be with any show. But as long as, I mean, there is a Romney supporter that comes on that show.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, actually, I know who you're talking about, which I find interesting because, you know, the vast majority of the people there, well, probably everyone excluding himself, cannot stand Mitt Romney. So,
and he's very interactive and very helpful.
Right.
Sometimes. So, you know.
Yeah, as long as they're, I don't mind, I was just joking. I mean, I don't mind them coming in and, you know, coming into the show here if they're not disruptive, you know. And I've actually offered to many, believe me, to come in, you know, to talk and tell us their part, and they haven't been reluctant. They just have not. They've pretty much refused to do so. In part, I understand, you know, I mean, the vast majority of us are Newt supporters, and, you know, they'd kind of be like, you know, be, you know, outlier in the room. So, I mean, I kind of understand that, but.
Well, I think there is one thing that America can all agree on, and that is that, and that's most of America, and that is that we want no more 4 years of Obama.
No, we don't.
I mean, that is binding together.
Right. Well, and I'm of the mind that, you know, because I had someone say to me the other night, oh, well, you know, we got to get the conservatives, you know, together so that we can, you know, do the prime number one goal, and that's to get rid of Obama. I said, you know, so I don't care if every single, okay, I'm not saying I don't care. That's a bad way of putting it. Said, I think it does not matter if every libertarian and every conservative supported Romney. Romney would still lose because you have a large voting bloc out there, which are the independents, that after the mainstream media and the Obama administration and the Obama campaign get done with Romney, the independents will not vote for Romney. Okay? And then after and then you'll have your Latinos, which usually goes through my understanding Democrat anyway, once they hear about, you know, where Bain Capital got 40% of their initial investment money from, and that will be something we covered another night on the show. If people like to listen to the archives on that. Bain's Capital Origin is the name of that show in the archive. But listen to that. And that's information that the Obama campaign is going to use against Romney. And so once all these things get out, Romney is not going to have a chance, even if all of the conservatives and libertarians united behind him, which they won't, you know. But he cannot win. Romney, I mean, if he would win, I would be the most surprised person on the planet. I mean, I'm so convinced that Romney, for so many reasons, just cannot win, will not win, you know. And so, I mean, look, I mean, there has not been a moderate Republican who's won in a general election in 40 years. That's one of the reasons why the RNC and the establishment are pushing so hard to get a moderate in there, because they want to push us libertarians and us conservatives to the side and marginalize us even more, and then they'd have a lot easier shot of doing that with having a moderate in a White House.
Well, I'm not even convinced that Romney is a moderate. I mean, he's been a Democrat, he's been a Republican, he's been a big conservative, he's been a progressive, he's been a moderate. I mean, is there any other party? Libertarian? I don't know. That's the only
been,
one he hasn't. He's got all of them.
He's been a self-prescribed, described progressive ever since he's been, when he was a governor, he said he had been since his mother was, I believe, governor. But since the 70s is what his response was, he, you know, that he had been a progressive. And so, you know, the problem that I have with Romney, beyond, the big, big problem is that he's not, I mean, Rhino is, I guess, Republican in name only. So, okay, I could give him that. But, you know, that would be that somebody that I term I would use for a moderate trying to be a Republican. He's really a progressive. And he's been a progressive except when he ran in 2008. He said he would be, you know, a pro-life president, etc. He doesn't make the nomination in 08. So in 09, then he decides to, you know, jump for joy over Obama's entry, you know, the individual mandate in the health care bill, which Romney was always touting Obama to do. And then, oops, I'm running for president. I'm so severely conservative again, guys. It's 2012.
Right.
Yay. And it's like,
right,
he's a complete progressive. And he always has been. And he always will be. And the only war cry that I hear is, how can he be worse than Obama? Well, folks, unless you had your blind, there were enough people with blinders on to where Obama was in office for 4 years, and there's a lot of, you know, cheating and that went on with the election and stuff like that, but you can't convince me that he will be different because I have no record at all to go off of. And how can I trust a man who says I will be when he lost in 08 and then in 09 obviously was happy for the health care bill and then now he isn't again. He has shown me nothing. Even when he got defeated in 08, he didn't stay trying to be Mr. on the right side of the spectrum. He went right back to the left. What do you want me to believe?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he's confused the American people. I mean, you know, he does. He's never stood for one thing for very long. That's the big.
Okay, well, folks, I got another caller here. I'm going to let in 907. Go ahead and call. You're in the show.
Hello,
907.
It's Barbara. How you doing?
Oh, this is Barbara.
Barbara.
Hey, Barbara,
yeah.
How are you? Thank you very much for calling in. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I heard my compatriot was on C-SPAN earlier, so that was exciting to find out. But that was cool. So he's the other new delegate, so we shall see. Anyway, I don't know what's going on down in Florida. New releases, delegates, well, we're unbound. I guess we get to sail the seas.
I told you so. That's what I told you. To me, that was a good thing.
Well, it's not a terribly bad thing. I mean,
no.
It is in a way sad because it means he's probably fully in the tank with Romney. But, you know, at the same time, it's a good thing because however I vote, it'll be because of my conscience, not because of any other reason.
Right. But he also released them all to vote any direction they want now.
Well, and what I am actually hoping is that we, in the next 24 hours, hear from the Santorum and Ron Paul campaign that they have also unbound their delegates. That's what I'm really hoping.
Ron Paul did.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Do you have that in writing, or you have a link to that somewhere?
Robert, jump in there.
I'm sorry.
Jump in. She wants to know what's the link.
I read the article, but it doesn't say anything about him releasing his delegates yet. I don't think I heard anything about him releasing his delegates yet.
Did we not
about
talk about that earlier?
To feed a certain amount of delegates. I think 17 out of 45. I think that's the most recent that there's something in the works for that. I haven't heard that he's physically released them yet.
Santorum has more delegates than Ron Paul does. Well, maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, that's not the point. You're not hearing my point, okay? My point is I'm waiting to see what the other two candidates do.
Right.
Okay? The new delegates by themselves are a small voice at the convention.
if they were aligned with either the Santorum or the Ron Paul or some other coalition, you know, even if it's Romney, then they could become players. Now, I don't know. I just know I'm free to pursue my conscience at this point, and that's all I can say. And that's all I'm going to leave it at.
That's a good place to be.
If somebody wants my vote, persuade me.
That's a good place to be. I like it.
Persuade me. Because I'm not fighting to achieve at the moment. How's that?
Well, and I find, you know, and I like the idea of from my understanding, is that Newt's going to be one of the last people to spend time with the delegates before the vote in his workshop, the policy workshop.
Well, I don't know that because I still haven't got the schedule.
Okay, well, he is the one that's going to be speaking to the delegates before they vote.
Well, I'm talking about like in that workshop because he'll have the delegates at the workshop.
Well, you know, I don't know. I haven't gotten the schedule on that. I requested it, and I haven't heard anything, so.
That's interesting.
So I've gotten 4 different pool party invitations. How's that?
Well, earlier tonight, Barbara, I played an audio of the video you made about Chris Christie. You want to chime in anything on that, or?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard if you don't have somebody reading the words to you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it does take a little bit away from it, so, but you can still hear him talking about, you know, some things.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know.
Okay, well, I've got a couple other, go ahead.
You got to delay with her, Robert.
Yeah, Christians are bigots, and let's see what else. You know, he's all up and ready to hire anybody who's recommended by the Muslims. And, you know, so I guess he's got a religious hiring preference in New Jersey. But, you know, if you live in New York City and you're a Jew, that's kind of disconcerting. But, you know, the GOP or the folks in the good state of New York are just going to have to move for an election cycle over to New Jersey and take care of with their ballots what they cannot do, would not rather do with bullets, you know?
Barbara, in fact, I got an audio clip that I believe it talks about Chris Christie's, nominating of a Muslim judge or something of that nature.
Yeah.
What do you got to say about that? It's only about 4 minutes, so I'd like to play it real quick. And then if you guys like to chime in, that'd be great. Will you be able to stay long enough to hear that, Barbara?
I don't know how long my connection will hold up.
Okay, well, let's hope we can at least get some comments after this. But I think this is something that the audience may find, fascinating is probably not the word for it. But, you guys get it.
Ignorance is behind the criticism of Sahel Muhammad. Sahel Muhammad is an extraordinary American who is an outstanding lawyer and played an integral role in the post-September 11th period in building bridges between the Muslim American community in this state and law enforcement. I was there for it. I saw it personally. And the folks who criticize my appointment to Sahel Muhammad are ignorant, absolutely ignorant of that, and they're criticizing him because he's a Muslim American and because he represented people who were inappropriately detained by the FBI post 9/11. Now, the fact of the matter is there were lots of people inappropriately detained by the FBI post 9/11. It was a very difficult time for law enforcement. And Sahel Muhammad represented, as part of his practice at that time, folks who were inappropriately detained. None of them that Sahel Muhammad represented ever were charged with any crimes of terrorism. And they were released because of his diligent and zealous representation of them. In addition to that, he set up for me, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the FBI personally, dozens of meetings with Muslim American leaders across the state to convince them that federal law enforcement could be trusted in the aftermath of September 11th, and that they should be working with us to provide information and leads to help to combat potential terrorist attacks in our state. That's the kind of guy Sohail Mohammed is, and I was proud to nominate him. I was disgusted, candidly, by some of the questions he was asked by both parties at the Senate Judiciary Committee. I thought it was awful. But in the end, the Senate did the right thing because the facts were undeniable that Sohail Mohammed is an outstanding attorney and will be an outstanding judge. And I'm going there to be at his swearing-in today because he's someone who merited my support with my nomination of him, and I am confident that he'll be an outstanding judge. Second Muslim American to be put on the bench here in New Jersey. I'm proud to have been able to do that, but not just because he's a Muslim American. I nominated Sohail Mohammed because he's a good lawyer and an outstanding human being, and that's what people get to know about Sohail over his time on the bench. Sharia law has nothing to do with this at all. It's crazy. It's crazy that guy's an American citizen who has been an admitted lawyer to practice in the state of New Jersey, swearing an oath to uphold the laws of New Jersey, the Constitution of the state of New Jersey, and the Constitution of the United States of America, and has never been accused of doing anything but honorably and zealously acquitting the oath he took when he became a lawyer to license to practice in this state. And so this Sharia law business is crap. It's just crazy. And I'm tired of dealing with the crazies. I mean, you know, it's just unnecessary to be accusing this guy of things just because of his religious background. And that's what it's because I've known him personally now for 9 years. And there is nothing to any of this stuff. I'm not going to talk about Sharia law because Sharia law has nothing to do with Sohail Mohammed and his time as a lawyer or his service on the bench in Passaic County, which I know will be long and honorable, and the people of Passaic County, people of the state, will benefit from it. I'm happy that he's willing to serve after all this baloney.
Smoke?
Oh, excuse me. Hello, folks. If you'd like to chime in about that, go ahead. Barbara, I know you've got some limited time there. If you're still there, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess the whole thing about, see, here's the deal. Most of it, right now, most of the Sharia that's in place has been in finding arbitration, which presumably allows two parties. But it's unclear how voluntary all those arrangements are. And again, the Gulagot, I would suggest to people to go to the Anthony Guard, Gulagot Ground, check the information for themselves. Okay? I once had some very strong Muslim ties. Let me tell you, not all of them are in the Sharia law, but he is right on that point. The question is about this particular individual and some Sharia finding education that in the two is involved. It does not seem in our nature, but yet is in fact civil. Like I said, go to Dancing Stars, go check on, you know, the websites that are out there, the ad box, Google Down, Google, and see yourself. They're not going to tell you.
I can't really make you out, Barb. Sorry.
Sorry, Barb. Yeah, I didn't hear real good on the last part.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling people, folks, you see the research, gather around, and check it out. It's all out. Okay? All out there.
Yeah, I heard most of it. There's just some stuff that seemed muffled, I guess.
Yeah, here's the.
But hey, this is we're here, Alaska near the North Pole, right?
Yes, North Pole. So, I don't know if it's that yet. I mean,
the fact is that, I mean, like, look, some people aren't going to like what I have to say about it, but here's the deal: if you understand. And, of course, I'm not no scholar, but I have plenty of people that are nationally known. There's people that used to actually be, you know, with some of these terrorist groups that are no longer, people who had family members and escaped. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, Sharia law is a threat, and it has been for a long time, hundreds of years, and it is a real threat. And the fact is that I don't want to take up too much time. So I mean, but the fact of the matter is that the folks that the people who are Islamic and follow the book as it is written, are Islamists, and if anybody who does not believe in waging war, anybody who follows the Quran, if that's their faith, Islam, and if anybody who does not believe in waging war on non-Muslims is not following the Quran. There's going to be some people, you know, who aren't going to like that statement, but that is a fact. And they don't think like us. They don't. It's very fundamental, and it's unfathomable to Western culture. But they better wake up and they better realize it. Take a page out of history, because Sharia law is a real thing. And, you know, Christie's a tool. So that's it for me.
Well, I've got a little article here that I like to read. And it says, you know, it's not really all that short, but it's, and I'll just go off the list and maybe elaborate on the points it makes. It says five things conservative voters would hate about Chris Christie. Now remember, these are the people that, you know, Romney is putting to speak at his, you know, not his, what people are saying, his convention, you know, say that, you know, sarcastically, you know. So these are the people who are speaking. So, you know, it's like, as I said earlier, it's like a rhino love fest at the Republican convention. But here are the five. One, illegal immigration. Two is climate change. I scrolled up too fast. Three is gun control. Four, Muslims, as you just heard. And five, race to the top, the federal program created by President Obama and the Education Secretary, Arne Duncan. It says, in which a large grants are offered to states that reform their education system. It says shouldn't necessarily be a problem for conservatives. Well, that's just the rest of the article, but that's what they're saying that conservatives wouldn't like. Now, I can elaborate on some of these points if anyone likes in the next 10 minutes that we have, not 9 minutes.
Well, anybody that doesn't think that Sharia law is a threat should research September 11th, 16. Here I am saying what it is. I believe 1683. And I hope I'm not off in trying to make a point, because that would be foolish. But it is a Battle of Vienna. And, you know, Islam has been hell-bent on domination of the world. That is what's written in their Quran. And, you know, they make peace when they're weaker, and they wage war when they're stronger. And anyone who disagrees can look at Africa, can look at Europe and the UK in general, okay? And if we ignore it, it will be the US too. And that's just plain facts.
Well, I think we're kind of in a modern day crusade. Not we, but I mean, you know, I think there's definitely a modern day, well, the United States is part of it, but you know what I mean. I think there's a modern day crusade going on, or a class of civilizations, as it were, between the East and the Mideast, not me, I'm sorry, the West and the Mideast, and also, as I said, with the, you know, I still think in kind of a way there still is the, that going on with, with a crusade-like, war between, what they would consider the Christian nations and the Islamic nations.
Well, and here, and it's more like, and I hear what you say, but it's more like this. It doesn't matter if you're a pinky commie liberal. If you don't proclaim Allah is the only God and Muhammad is the prophet, they'll take your head off just as easy as any Jewish person or Christian or anybody else.
Well,
I mean, that's just how it is. They don't play favorites.
And some of that stuff, and some of that stuff coming here. I mean, look at all the, you hear the stories about the mercy, not about the honor killings, about these fathers, killing their own daughters, which is abhorrent, But I mean, you have seen some of that stuff happening here. So I mean, and Barbara, if you're still there, if there's anything you'd like to chime in on that.
I think you're having a hard time hearing me.
Oh, well, I can hear you really good now, right now, for just that moment.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that sounds much better.
Exactly. I haven't moved.
That's weird.
I haven't done anything different, okay?
That's interesting.
Yeah. No, that's what I said. It's just the way the Internet works.
Right.
The point is that we have a society where you have pockets of what I call Arab strongholds. And maybe nice and peaceful now. But I think Dearborn is a very good example of what happens when you are not diligent about taking care of. And the idea that there is a large Jewish population in New York City, and the idea that the Arab world has decided to reproduce itself, as it were, in New Jersey, sort of suggests in some strange way they're trying to recreate the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what's in my gut. Now, I'm probably a crazy person, okay? And I'm probably weird, and I probably see, pink flamingos on top of Mount Everest. But it's just a logical possibility in my brain that concerns me greatly. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, we always appreciate your input, Barbara. And actually, I do see validity in a lot of those statements, especially when you talk about they're trying to recreate, a Mideast and these other countries. And we briefly talked about that. You're having the Islamic folks are, they're reproducing, and then, the Christian and other folks, they're not reproducing. So, I mean, there's going to be a tipping point, I would say.
Yeah. That's why when all these soldiers up here come back from action, I look at them and I say, well, get busy. And they go, what do you mean? I said, well, we're going to go out there and make you some babies. And they start laughing. And I go, I'm not kidding with you. I'm going out there and make you some babies. You can't just say, maybe we're going to win this thing.
Right. And with that said, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, it's going to look at me kind of funny. And I said, I'm not being a tart. I'm telling you the truth. Get out there and make you some babies.
Right. And that's something I actually like to talk about tomorrow night, because I've got a guest coming in tomorrow night to talk about Romney Care and its effects in Massachusetts, as well as going to be touching on Obamacare as well. So I'll be talking about that tonight.
Robert, you could have had a barn burger. Everybody thought you would have a show tomorrow night about making babies.
There you go. Tonight, tell us about making babies. Well, one thing, about that is I find it interesting in Obamacare, and she'll talk about it, Romney Care, about, it's okay to, for $50 abortions and for them to give out money to keep people from having babies. But when it comes to fertility, money to help with fertility, it's not there.
Well,
so which I think would be better for society to actually have money go towards the helping and making babies and killing them. But with that being said, Barbara, thank you very much for coming in. I'm calling in. You too, Iron Fist. I really appreciate
show,
it.
Good show, Robert. Good show,
and thank you very much. I take care. Thank you, everyone, in the chat, and thank you, everyone, who's listened to this on archive or other places and times. And I hope to see you again tomorrow night for tomorrow night's show. And thank you very much. Take care. And we'll see you on some of the other shows tonight. And please enjoy the closing music.